and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Kidnap me, you motherfucker.
God, I hate doing this shit in D&D. The players never want to get kidnapped.
I love the bit of me just never being able to be grabbed, so they just slide around whatever surface I'm on.
It is like one of the most... Like, it's one of the things that gives me such dread as a DM setting these kind of encounters up, because the players hate being kidnapped.
I mean, I knew what you were trying to do. Yeah. I'm like, but would I kill them? Taluga, I think, would.
You guys have played a lot of D&D with me, so I'm like, they'll probably figure out pretty quick this is what's happening here. And I was like, these guys have to be just goofy and bad enough at their jobs that they don't feel like super threatened.
If I had gotten to my turn, I would have had Reggie comprehend their language.
Yeah.
I was going to action surge and turn invisible and run all the way to the like person who put the dart in him originally. Mm-hmm. And then on the following turn, I was going to come out of invisibility, punch her in the face and be like, the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm so glad my stupid spore kiss move worked. I was like, it was funny because you get charm for like a day. So I was like,
oh, so I'm still in love with this woman.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was also like, I like the idea of like Theo having like this weird just side thing happening with him. I just thought it'd be funny.
Well, it's only fair. Tuga's got so many.
Yeah.
Hell, Glebnor even had one.
Oh, actually, you know what? You are no longer charmed because she caused you harm by knocking you out with the back of her gun. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, she's still hot.
So. You can also just explore if there was something real there besides the spore kiss. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the magic was just a convenient way to let it happen anyway. Yeah, I thought it'd just be... So this was one of those fights where I was like, if they do want to fight all of these dudes, I have to have so many of them. So like, if you guys were like, fuck this, we're not getting kidnapped, I would have been like, fine, I'm going to make this fight suck. Because it was... I had so many dudes. There were like four drow rebels.
How many were in 30 feet?
A good chunk of them, not all of them. I spread them out because I've learned.
Channeled to infinity right there.
What were their HP?
There was actually, these guys had a good amount. So I gave all the drow rebels 20 hit points. The Myconid rebels all had 30, but they had lower AC. There was my spore-kissed captain that dealt with Theo. She had quite a few hit points, over 100. And was actually pretty hard to hit. Had pretty high AC too. The death cat Myconids, the little stocky boys, they had about like 90 hit points.
Those if they got thunderbolted to the chest.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have done so hot. And then, yeah, the... all the rebel, like the captainy sort of characters, the brother and sister pair, they had like over 100 hit points, and their leader had a shit ton. There was also a drow mage who would have been like counterspelling and throwing fireballs and shit. This would have sucked. This would not have been a fun fight.
That's what you think.
You would have had to basically just like just try.
Missed one fun fight, Ryan. I got to make it up.
I know it is. I think about it sometimes too, where like sometimes on this show, we're playing like D&D so hard that we forget it's a show. So like we'll do things where like in D&D, you're like, hell yeah, got it. But as a show, you're like, why didn't they fight that guy? Fight that guy. So like, but I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to do a little more exploring down here. And since fucking Hart just kicked my ass with that stupid dust of deliciousness, I had to do a rewrite. So good. We weren't going to really probably honestly explore Manzobera, but I've had sneaky plans here the whole time, but I didn't think we'd get here this early. So,
well, time to expand the old army.
I don't like how Phaedra looked back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was this close to just being like, let's just do it.
And just, I was thinking it too, but if she already had her, then it would have been. Well,
she's definitely under duress.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. She'll have her back for the hot date, and then we can.
Hopefully.
Hash out the killing.
She could be
that.
Lying.
Well, we'll just kill her either way.
Yeah, true.
I'm not really dating Phaedra.
Yeah.
Well, you could be.
I don't know. Taluga's confused, all right?
Taluga never knows.
No one has directly told Taluga anything other than Bouncicles.
Yeah. Bouncicles loves you like a brother. Maybe a brother who kisses you. It's who knows?
A brother from Alabama.
Or a cousin.
Or a cousin.
A brother cousin.
No.
Correct. Yeah, I've been wanting to do like French rebels for like a long time, and then I watched season 2 of Andor, which is basically French rebels, and I was like, this is the universe telling me we're time for French drow. I think we were ready for
I have an idea of what the thing is.
Leave it in.
I have an idea of what the scissor thing is.
Cutting the ties.
I think they're cutting the ties with the Spider Queen. That's what I'm assuming is all about. But
yeah, I mean, the Drow rebels, who are they rebelling against?
Yeah.
Got to figure out where Luga went, because God forbid she goes back to Lola Cabana.
That was also me as a DM being like, I don't want Lola to see my entire rebel operation. So I have to give Luga an out, sort of.
Did stay safe.
Yeah, it actually all worked out pretty good, like how that all kind of fell together.
Luga's a thinky spider, not a fighty spider.
For my fellow DMs that are like trying to plan something like this where your players get like knocked out by guards or kidnapped or something, I think the only way to do this without everyone getting pissed is if the guys kidnapping are dumb. They got to be kind of idiots. They got to be kind of like weirdly like endearing, even though they're doing a kidnapping. But yeah, I had like so many ways to basically knock you guys out. This entire encounter was like, I need to give every single creature on this battlefield some kind of mechanic that might make them go unconscious. The little like guns that were firing little poison bullets. Basically, if you failed the saving throw by 5 or more, you went unconscious. That's what happened to poor Reggie. He got like a 5 or something on his. And then I had the druids that were the spiders that like ran off. They were all just going to bomb you guys with sleep spells at the end of the fight. It was going my way. So I had a lot of like contingencies, but I was like, damn, if like Theo goes first and just pops up and just like
unloading,
puts bullets in all my mic, and it will definitely make the fight, like the conversation later, more awkward. But yeah. I don't know. It was great. I think that I got lucky today, I think. I think it worked out, sort of.
But the dice gods knew.
Yeah, they're like, he needs a break. He got so, like, mollywopped by fucking donuts. We gotta give him one. But yeah, you being unconscious and just ping-ponging around the battlefield.
I love people, doing that.
It's so funny. Yeah, I rolled, like... Yeah, I couldn't believe that you got the... I got like a nat 20 to like wrestle you. I was so excited. And then I was like, damn it, he's going to get one.
Yep.
You got such good luck with those. But yeah, also, I thought it'd be kind of fun to throw a little drama in that, like, uh-oh, people now know you guys have a Dreadforge. We haven't had, no one's figured it out yet besides Yarno, I think. And
we told him.
Yeah. So no one knows that yet.
No.
But
who else? Nansine.
Oh, that's true. Nansine. So it's a pretty tight circle, but yeah. Circle's a lot smaller now. Big old band of rebels here.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we gotta go kill the spider. Yeah. And I get that crown.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting because I think it's gonna probably be a harder thing now because you're gonna have to fight her in her lair, which you wouldn't have had to do at the meeting. But I think it'll make for a cooler fight. So it's all good.
We gotta figure out a way to break her connection to the other spiders.
Yeah, you kill her.
Yeah.
Pre-kill.
I don't think you can.
You just nuke her.
I think that has to do with the crown. I'm assuming it has more to do with the crown and like the ability of being the demon spider queen than anything. I don't think it's like a connection you break more than when you take that mantle, you have that ability.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming. You'd have to, have to confirm.
So we're
going
to go to Crown Town.
You might have to go to Crown Town. Also, just because I want to let everyone know how rules worked. So clearly, if these rebels are going against Lola and have a beef with Krizik, I think you guys can figure out Lola's been lying to you. She's working with Krizik. I think that kind of became clear once they immediately asked if you were with Krizik.
Yeah.
I actually listened back to it to make sure I had the numbers right. At one point, she rolled a charisma check against your insight. You got like a 24. She got a 27. So she got away with a lie.
Yeah, I believe that.
When I'll show you in the I'll scroll up. Sure, come here.
You just found a 27 that you typed in.
No, you can actually look. It's funny because it's the only high roll mixed in with all of her horrible rolls.
Oh, yeah,
against the stupid
donut.
The donut. Or it was a 26. She got a 26. That's why at one point I asked, even though you got like such a high roll, I asked them two to roll, and I was just seeing if one of you got a nat 20. That's all that was. Just that was the only way we would have figured it out.
Wow. Really just wanted me to kill her.
It's not that I want you to kill her. It's just I mean, I make up the NPCs. This one happens to be evil. So, I mean, I would love for you to be able to, like, you know, make all of Ayona's villains and, you know, heroes join hands and have a la-la time.
But, I don't want all the villains.
Yeah, this one,
that vulture demon lord is going to fucking die, right?
Yeah, he sucks.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he does suck.
But we might be able to get Yunogu.
He's dead. Yeah. I'm killing him.
Yeah, Yunogu's dead.
I hate
him.
But, like,
he's killing. We saw his gnolls attack innocent dwarven children.
They are like,
that's what gnolls do, though.
Yeah.
Right.
They're bloodthirsty demon spawn. So, you know.
We're killing Yunogu. We're killing. Well, you know, we'll just kill them all. Fuck Mansa.
It's weird that you guys are all just like picking who your favorite demon lord is. Like, maybe that'll be your buddy.
Gotta have one.
You know, maybe the vulture turns out to be the actual good guy.
Fuck you.
On the wind. Actually, no wind down here underground.
Yeah. When I go back into the wind, I'm going to
send him a message. Ugh. But yeah, that was interesting because, like, the initiative really, I think, played the biggest part in how that all kind of went down. You guys rolled so low.
Yep. I rolled on par for normal.
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, that blinding light to make all of them, like, whip into each other was so funny. I was picturing them sort of like Attack on Titan style, just like swinging around.
And they all just
got
tangled and slammed.
Yeah, just yeah, I think what we'll do for that item is basically as an action, you can present it. It'll be your saving throw.
What I was going to do is I was going to have the staff grow over it.
Oh, dope. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll give that. I'll like edit your staff a little bit. We'll make that like a blind spell. Yeah.
You fucking radiant gun.
Yeah, radiant gun activated. Pew,
pew. I know we're going to probably spend like a little bit of time down here. But I do want you guys to get back because I did homebrew you the dumbest hat.
Yeah,
I've ever
I know.
Made,
so they're telling me I'm going to immediately roll a nat one on her and it's going to blow up.
Yeah.
Would that be amazing for me? Yes.
He's saving his luck points.
That's what I'm using. Yeah.
Always have one in the chamber just in case.
Can I get some fucking runes?
Dog, I gave you a new Zom ability, okay?
But I want to smite people.
I'll let you do. I'm working on it.
Rune me up.
I'm going to rune you up. It's not the specialty. I think I'm going to do less runes, and I think I might just make it like a Zom smite or something based off that.
A smite.
Smite. Okay.
Yeah. I have a question
for
you.
That smite work.
Yes, please.
Because Cosmo came through here, and the rebels don't like Krizik and all that stuff.
How many followers did we get?
All right, I'll get the D100s.
Okay, so...
Hold on, it's a D20 and then a...
Hold on, I have this written down.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, we have...
We got to do Cosmo rules for this.
Yes.
It's a D20 and then depending on the roll in the D20...
So it's a D20. If it's above a 20, we get a D100. If it's a 10 to a 20, we do 3 D10. And if it's below a 10, we do a single D4.
Okay, so hold on. Let me pull Cosmo up.
Yep, I got... my thumb ready for whatever dice.
I do enjoy the mechanics of this, and I think we're far enough away from your final luck point that I feel a little bit more comfortable.
That's what you think.
Not really. All right, so Cosmo is going to have done his performance check for his big gig in Manzobera. Let's see here.
What was a nat? Well,
nat 20, I think, was 2D.
Double up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or was it double the number or 2D?
It's a dirty 20.
So that's
so 100.
That's
a D100.
Right? D100.
All that right, was a nat, we would have did a 200.
Okay. Yeah. What?
12.
12. Okay, that kind of makes sense. So, I mean, there's probably like less than 50 rebels in this particular cell. So it makes sense that about a dozen of them are probably tieflings and have been to a show.
What are we at, Rich?
1470.
That seems high.
It's close to that luck point high.
It's, yeah. You guys are basically like one major event. Like if you could get like, it's like you need like one big swath.
It's when we kill the spider demon now.
What month is it?
I have no idea.
Oh, we got to do a taco check for money.
Yeah, and your birthday is coming up.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
And we haven't gotten any closer to grenades.
I have the schematics. I just don't have the pieces
time
for
and materials.
It.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, the grenades are for my birthday. I'm not anywhere closer to fucking propulsion.
Yeah.
Guys, you got to get to Jaegeron. I'm gatekeeping a missile launcher in Jaegeron.
Since I have the bag and Toluga no longer has it, what do I roll for money wise from the taco sales?
Was it D100? I thought
it was a D100, and then what do we do for Choco
Tacos? Oh, Choco Tacos, I think was a
D10?
D20.
Oh, was it
yeah.
D20?
Okay. All right. I will let you do this because you guys are, the business is booming. And you did have to pay off a fishwoman for, you know, murdering her boss and all that. I think you guys lost like 70 gold or something on that. So
yeah, I don't know. Ahead. I don't have the money anymore.
You're free.
Free. Oh, shit. So 8.
Was that on the 100?
Yeah.
Really, really?
So 20 gold.
This is yeah. like a really slow week at the taco stand.
Hold on. I have
had a bad day. It happens.
Another bit of accounting.
Mm-hmm.
We have a death temple literally filled with gold.
Yeah, but we didn't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still there.
It's still
but
there. Anytime you guys want to do an inventory of that or like use it towards like a big purchase, it's
we haven't had
there.
Time.
I'm just saying. Don't forget.
We oh, gotta, no. I know it's there.
We just, have coffers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. Like I'm like this. We're getting to the point like these guys are level 9. The story's really coming like into itself. There's a million different plots, and like I'm like, I don't want to throw a whole nother thing at them right now.
Real quick.
Yeah.
He's going in. I'm hungry. This is episode 67.
Yep.
You think this is done in 100?
I don't think it's done in 100.
Finally, the truth shall set you free.
I think realistically we're looking at like 150 at this point.
Yeah.
I think we're closer to 150.
Yeah. We have to go to the moon, Ryan.
I know. It's like I have a couple like big things on my like idea board. Basically, it's like I want my ooze arc. I want my moon arc.
I can't wait to fight Evan Ooze.
And I want like a big seafaring adventure to the
Northern Kuator.
Yeah, those are like my big three in the and thing.
Hoofs McStuffin's gonna be up there.
Yep.
Don't and forget
the hero point, of the Northern Kuator.
What the hell's my guy's name?
Oh. Glugol.
Glugol. Bubble gut.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. McStuffin.
Well, it's like weird to me because like if we run into them, I'm going to have to do those voices.
Yep.
Oh, Hoofs.
Hoofs McStuffin.
You just do a shitty Roger Klotz.
It's not that hard. See?
Everybody lied. It killed my throat.
I did it for 3 episodes.
All right. So, yeah, I think next session we'll... You guys can just kind of figure out what the hell's going on with these rebels. What do they want? What are their
Once
plans?
Once they give me my guns back.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I'll eat anything.
It is really funny. Like, it's the one thing that I like, Theo immediately locks in. I'm like, usually you're kind of like cool being like, not like bully, but like the dumbest shit happens to you in this show. Like silly things particularly happen to Theo. But like the second you lose a gun, you're like, okay, hold on now. It like really locks him into like making sure he gets his gun.
The fact that I took the musket away.
Yeah. When you, it reminded me of like when you got your shotgun heat metaled and had to drop it for like one round while you're just like looking at it like, no one take that. Yeah, no one. I get it though. You worked really hard for the guns you have. So it's like losing them does feel insane.
Yeah.
How would it work if he got it? He would just have musket arm now?
Yeah, I mean,
you get all the extra shit though, right?
I mean, it's
would it hit the way it did for Anton
with your sharpshooter shit? Yeah, probably.
Fuck, I should have let him have it.
I mean, it's a musket, so like, what does it do? Like a D10, right?
D12, I think, isn't it?
Let me double check.
It might be a D10. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a D12
plus the infection you're gonna get after.
So D12 plus either a 5 or a 6, then plus 10.
Yeah.
So.
But you know,
it's so stupid.
Plus piercer,
yeah.
Plus piercer,
aesthetically
and violent shot.
Aesthetically, it does fit you very well, though. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
I should just give him to him.
Yeah.
I barely use.
You use the thorn whip a couple times. Pretty cool.
And that's the only reason I'm really keeping it.
And now it's 10. It's 5 feet longer, right?
Yeah.
We fed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to find more. What was it, mind flayer parts or whatever?
Yeah.
It was tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The more tentacles you add to it, I'll give you 5 feet every time.
I got to find an octopus. Just take one tentacle off, it'll regenerate.
Oh, that's true.
Infinite tentacles.
Yeah.
Infinite reach, Ryan.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have like a 200-foot thorn whip.
You thorn whip the moon?
That's how we get there?
You slingshot to the moon on a squid arm thorn whip?
We're laughing about it now, but
all right, you're all getting ideas. We're gonna get this episode on. Mark, take us out.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening in. As always, whip to the moon. rate, review, subscribe. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.